Holy crap, I wish they told me it was this time consuming to cut out this mini. Ah, there we go. Oh, what a beautiful cut. And there. Oh shit. Hey babe. I'm sorry, I didn't see you there. I'm trying to get these minis cut out for tomorrow's campaign. I just don't think I'm gonna have the time to paint them. If you're not too busy, would you mind helping me out? Yeah, I have another pair of nippers right there on my desk. Yeah, the Bandai Spirits. Oh, they're so good. You can get up close and just watch this. Look at that. Shit, I keep dropping things on my keyboard. What's up? Why are you looking at me like that? Shut up. I am not the cutest. That would be you. What? You think it's adorable that I'm cutting out little minis while wearing my little lacy black dress? What? Maybe I did want to look cute today while I did this. Aw, come here. What's up? What have you been up to? Well, hey, you know what? I think it's awesome that you got to leave work early today. I mean, you get more time with this little cutie right here, don't you? What's not to love about that? What? Oh. Yeah, you were telling me that you're supposed to be up for a promotion. Did they talk to you about that today? Oh. They were supposed to talk to you about that today. And they didn't. Hey, let's not jump to conclusions here. That maybe they were just really busy with other things, and I'm pretty sure you have been more than an amazing employee. I mean, you show up early, you work late, you help out your coworkers, the ones that are intentionally lazy and kiss the ass of your boss. Ugh. You know what? We don't have to do these. I'd rather focus on you right now, and the noise from the neighbors and the outside's kind of stressing me out anyway. So why don't I just focus on you a bit? Yeah, you know how it is. You hear that outside? That has been going on all night. I'm actually really glad that you're home. We haven't gotten a lot of quality time together, if you know what I mean. You know, I've been wanting to spoil you for a while now, and usually come home pretty tired, and I've been stressed working on my audios and my book, and I've missed the smell of you. It's kind of something really hot when you come home from working all day and you've just got this manly musk about you. Just, I love breathing you in. What? I'm being serious. I don't know how to describe it. It's just you, a little bit of sweat. And those lips. I could kiss those lips all day. I always get a little tingle in my lips when you kiss me. Sometimes, honestly, I daydream for a while about just making out with you, sitting on your lap, your hands gripping my hips. What? Stop teasing me. I know there's nothing wrong with you thinking I'm cute. You think I'm sexy too, don't you? Of course I'm being playful. Obviously you think I am. I love you. You're so fucking hot too. Yeah, you are. You're hot. You're smart. You're a hard worker. You're an amazing boyfriend. What else? I love the feeling of your skin underneath my fingertips. The way you shiver when I glide my nails slowly up your legs. It's a good thing you have shorts on. 'Cause right now, I can glide my nails slowly up those thighs, and I know when I get close to your balls, they kind of do a little twitch, don't they? I honestly think your balls just remember how good I make them feel. Don't I make them feel good, baby? I know that there are days where I edge you, but it's for your benefit. Isn't it? Think about how much harder you come after I've edged you for a while, and all the ways that I tease you, how I pleasure your entire body and not just that cock. So you know what, baby? I'm just gonna sit on the bed. There we go. And I want you to sit between my legs. But first, I want you out of that shirt and out of those shorts. You know what, baby? Actually, take those boxers off too. I want you completely naked, laying against me. Come on. Why? Because once you sit between my legs, I don't want you moving. I don't want you getting up. You're just gonna lay back against me and relax and let all that stress melt away. Okay? I'm gonna tell you how fucking amazing and loved you are, you sexy fucking thing. Damn. Baby, you're so fucking hard already, aren't you? I see you looking at my cleavage. Come here. You know what? Crawl over to me first. Just like that. Fucking hell. I love that laugh of yours. You look so happy right now. Now you know what you're gonna do. Come here. I'm gonna take your face in my hands and just shove it right between my gorgeous fucking tits. Don't you love how this dress goes down a bit and your face fits between them so well? Oh, I can't hear you. You're a bit muffled, baby. I guess I should let you up for air. Now go on. Sit between my legs like the good boy that you are. We're not gonna think about work right now. We're not gonna think about our coworkers or how our bosses stress us out. 'Cause no, you're with me right now, baby. And I'm with you. I'm just gonna lift up my dress right now, so you can feel my soft, thick thighs underneath your fingertips. And oh goodness, it looks like my panties are gone. I wonder where they went. Maybe you'll find out in a moment, baby. Stay tuned. You wouldn't mind if I just pressed my right palm over your chest, worked it slowly down to your stomach, zigzagged my fingertips through your happy trail. Then I'm gonna slide both my palms up and down your strong, sexy thighs. I like squeezing them a bit. Maybe even more than you like squeezing my thighs. Baby, I love how fucking hard you are. That dick just standing at attention for me. That bead of fucking pre-cum. Why don't you feed it to me? I love seeing you just fucking scoop it off and... Oh. You want to rub it along my lower lip? Guess I had to just suck it off that. Didn't I, baby? And you have my soft voice in your ear. Now what if my left hand just slides my fingers up the back of your neck, slowly through your hair, while my right hand glides my fingertips slowly along your balls? Such a mix of emotions you're feeling. Relaxed, horny, safe. Against me, you know I'm gonna take such good care of my baby, aren't I? My baby loves the way his dick feels in my hand, doesn't he? He loves that sensation of my warm, soft hand working up and down his shaft. Tell me you like it, baby. My beautiful black manicured nails, so soft. My hand just freshly lotioned, so soft. It almost feels silky, doesn't it? And speaking of silky, it looks like I found my panties. This red, silky thong. Look at that, baby. You could see some of my wetness dried on it. Cause I was thinking about you earlier and how badly I wanted to stroke you, and I guess I got a bit excited. I may have teased myself through my panties for a bit. I'm just gonna lightly glide the silk up your shaft and around the tip. Maybe I circle my thumb against your frenulum through it. Does that feel good, baby? Yeah, it does. I thought so. Now what I want you to do, I'm gonna tease your balls with my panties. You are gonna lean forward and spit on that fucking dick for me. Oh yeah, you are, baby. Go on. I wanna fucking watch it. And you are gonna go ahead and stroke up and down and back up and back down. And you're gonna circle your cute little fucking frenulum for 3 seconds for me. Go on. That's my baby. Now move your hand out of the way. Fuck. There we go. I'm gonna make you feel really fucking good. Lean back against me. I'm gonna kiss your neck. Stroke you nice and slow. Does my baby like that? Tell me. So fucking good. Look at you. You're already working your hips. You were thinking about this today, too? Oh, baby. You know you can tell me when you're worked up, right? I don't give a shit if I've been working a lot lately, too. I love making you feel good. You are my priority. Fuck. Keep moaning for me. I had to get some spit on my hand, too. I like mixing our spit together. Oh, fuck. I love the way you throb in my fucking hand. Oh, God. There's just something so fucking hot about jerking you off. I don't know why some people don't like it. I just get to have you leaning against me right now. Throbbing and dripping in my fucking hand. You don't mind if I just wipe some of that pre-cum off and... I need to get some more spit in my hand. Actually, you know what, baby? Can you turn your mouth? Well, I mean, turn your head. I'm sorry, you get me so fucking worked up. You know what you can do, too? Turn your head. Move your right hand a little behind you. Go ahead and cup my mound. No, I don't want to come. I want to make you come. I want to show you how much I fucking love you. And I don't need to come. But you do. Turn your mouth. Oh my god, I'm doing it again. Turn your fucking head. Don't be a little brat. Turn your fucking head. Open your mouth. There you go. Now you're gonna take your spit and my spit, lean over, spit on that dick. There we go. Oh, fuck. You're dripping more, aren't you? Yeah. I love that you let me spit in your fucking mouth. Fuck my hand, baby. Go on, fuck it. Think about fucking my pussy. You remember how it felt the first time? You pushed that fucking tip in me, the way I gasped. Fuck. You remember how quickly I made you come? That you felt a bit embarrassed, but fuck. You rubbed my clit after you came. And I fucking came so quickly. It was so fucking hot making you feel that good. I'm honestly obsessed with making you fucking come. You're my little slut, in a way, aren't you? Your mommy's good fucking boy. Oh my god, you're really fucking my hand. You would pound me right now? God. And I'm gonna stop for a second. And now I'm gonna work on that tip. So fucking good. Oh, my clit is fucking throbbing. You don't mind that I'm just rocking myself against your palm like that, do you? Oh, fuck, it feels so fucking good. I need you to fucking come for me. I want you to imagine you bending me over, my face down in the fucking pillow, and then you pulling my fucking hair and making me look at you. My ass in the air. Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah? You wanna fucking pound my pussy, baby? You can come all over my fucking perfect round ass after. Uh-huh. You wanna do that? Pull out as you fucking come. And just come up my back. Make me feel how fucking hot it is. Show me that you fucking own me. Yeah? You wanna fucking come for me? Be my good boy and let go, baby. Cause I need that fucking cum right now. Yeah, baby. Five? The heat is on. 4. Keep fucking stroking, because I'm a fucking slut for your cum too. 3. Baby, please, I really fucking want that cum so fucking bad. 2. Almost there. 1. Come. Come all over my fucking hand, baby. Oh my god, yeah, yeah. That's it, baby. Get it all out. Oh, fuck. Oh my god. Baby, you fucking covered my hand and got it all over your stomach. Oh, I don't know what it is, but I love seeing your cum on your body too. Oh my god. Oh, what's that? You want to feed me some? Of course you can. I'm your good girl too, aren't I? And good girls deserve treats from good boys. Fuck. I hate the sound of the buses outside. Good thing it didn't ruin our moment, did it? I got to hear those fucking sexy sounds you made. Oh, God. Feed it to me. You want me to beg? Baby, please. I just made you feel so good. Don't you want to make your girlfriend even happier? You know what? That's right. I'm gonna fucking pin you down and just lick up that stomach. There. All mine. Don't you dare fucking forget who's really in charge here. Me. And I always get what I fucking want. That's why I have you. I love you so much, baby. How about I make us a bubble bath and we just soak in the tub for a bit? And then you know what? How about you help me paint these minis after? Again, don't you want to make your girlfriend happy? Yeah, I thought so. If you made it all the way to the end, you are fucking awesome, and I appreciate you. Please let me know in the comments what you thought, any favorite parts, and anything else you would like to hear from me. Cause I appreciate you. Sorry about the noise in the background. It's just the fun of living in the city. Ta-ta.